So if you could find Luke chapter 2, just two verses there that we want to read today and see if God by His Spirit will encourage your heart. Verses 10 and 11, Luke 2, 10 and 11, if you're physically able, just stand once again. I want to read these words and you're hearing, and then we'll ask God's blessing on our time together. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, "And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen." Lord, meet us now in the scriptures. Enlighten the eyes of our hearts so that we can see and understand what you're saying to us in the scriptures. Grant us great grace to apply it rightly to our lives. And then, Lord, fill us with your Spirit, with grace and power, so that we can order our lives according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. Our subject for today is good news of great joy. We want to begin by agreeing together that God Himself is the ultimate source of joy. Amen. Joy comes from the Lord. As Nehemiah 8 said, it's the joy of the Lord, right? The joy that comes from the Lord that strengthens me. You might remember in Galatians 5, Paul said it this way, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace. And so we will agree together that God himself is the ultimate source of joy. Another thing that we can agree on is that understanding the Word of God also brings joy. We see that in Nehemiah 8. When the people understood the Word of God, their hearts were made glad and joyful. The psalmist says that being in God's presence, right, brings joy. And then Psalm 16 is the very last verse. It says, in His presence is fullness of what? Joy. In God's presence. And there are many other things that the scripture speaks of that bring joy. Election, salvation, deliverance. Anybody that's been delivered by God, you know the joy that He brought to you when you found that you were finally set free, right? When God protects you, it brings joy. When He provides for you, it brings joy. If you've been involved in gospel ministry very long, it brings so much joy when you see progress in the gospel ministry and you're actually involved with it. But today, I want to specifically zero in on this point for just a few minutes. The birth of a child is also a cause of joy. And most of you will be familiar with these verses, but again, I want to read them and not just quote them. Psalm 113, I think it's verse 9. The psalmist says, He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Yeah? Anyone that will be honest, if you're not going to be disingenuous, you have to admit, doctors can't help you get pregnant. They've been trying for generations. God is the only one that can. Now, they have medication that may assist. It's just like healing. Medication can't heal you. Yes?
Amen.
God is the healer.
Yes, Lord.
God is the one that controls the womb of the woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And that's therefore women can be at peace with what God has done. Amen.
Amen.
God is the one who controls it. And He makes the barren woman a joyous mother. And again, this is another familiar verse here in 127:3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb, a reward. Amen. So, with those introductory remarks, I want to look at our text for today. I want to show you that John the Baptizer, John the Baptist, if you will, There was joy that came with the birth of John. What I'm saying to you, there was greater joy that came with the birth of Jesus, okay? Joy that comes, there's always joy that comes with the birth of a child, or there should be, for a heart that's open to what God has done. If you really believe that a child is a gift from God, that ought to bring joy. Our world is trying to pervert that, trying to make people think that children are a burden. Absolutely not.
Amen.
Children are a what? Gift from God. Every child is a gift from God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And so there is joy. There was joy with John, but there's been no child like Jesus. Never has been, never will be. Amen. I thank God for Philip. I thank God for Daniel. But there was no joy in my life like when I first met Christ. Mm-hmm. When I knew that Christ was real. And when I knew the birth, the story, this is what we're about to read now. When I realized that that was real, there never will be any joy like that.
Right?
Right? Amen. And so this great joy is what I want to convince all of us of before we go home. So let's look succinctly and quickly at this joy that came with the birth of John. Now, I won't read the context, but in chapter 1, we're told about a priest named Zechariah. All right? And what you need to know is that out of thousands of priests, 24 priests get to serve God 2 weeks out of the year once in their lifetime. There can be thousands of priests, and out of those thousands, 24 are going to get selected for this special service. And you only get to do it once. You see what I'm saying? There's thousands, so you may live and die and not get to serve in the temple. But even if you are selected, if you're among the 24, you only get to do it for 2 weeks. You getting it? So this was a special, special, special privilege. And that's where we meet Zacharias. He's carrying out his duties in the temple. In Luke chapter 1, listen to it, verse 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Now they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. Now I want you to look at the very first phrase in verse 14. Here's what the angel told him. And you will have joy and gladness. He's telling him about the birth of John. All right? Zechariah had been praying for a son for decades. Now he feels that he is, and he is, naturally too old to have a son. But God rewards this faithful servant and gives him this child in his old age. Now, for those of us who had children when we were even in our prime or in our younger years, that brought joy. Imagine having a child when you thought you were way, way, way too old. You'd given up, stopped thinking about it. You may have stopped praying or asking God, but God never forgets a prayer. Isn't this good? God hasn't forgotten about it even though you might. God is faithful. You listen to me?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Sometimes we have prayed so long that we think that it's just too long. It's just not going to happen. That's never true with God. Right?
Amen.
It's never too late with God.
Amen.
And so he comes to this elderly, faithful saint. He's only got these 2 weeks of service, and God meets him while he's right in the middle of his service and rewards him. I want you to remember this as I leave this point. Age and natural inability are never limitations with God. It's amazing. I'm looking around here to make sure my statement is true. At least 30% of us are probably, now I'm not going to be politically correct here. All right? At least 30% of us are old. Okay? Now,
amen.
You know, you can play games with that all you want. But the sooner you accept it, the better you can enjoy life.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because I'm thankful that I made it this far.
Amen.
You don't know my life. And I don't know yours. But I know everybody in this room that has made it to be old needs to be thankful.
Amen.
And so I'm saying to all of us that age and inability are never restrictions with God.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is wonderful. So the next thing we see then, not only was there joy for this elderly faithful saint, but there was joy for this elderly barren wife. You back in Luke 1, you see verse 7? But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Barrenness, those of you who've studied your Bible, you know that barrenness or having no children, particularly back in this culture, brought guilt and shame. People had a tendency to think that they'd done something wrong or that God was punishing them, right? Which was not true. I mean, yes, God controls the womb, but just as God gives some women the gift of singleness, he also grants some women not to have children. And I say granted. It isn't a curse or punishment. It's just God's law. That's God's plan for your life. And every saint in here, whether you have children or not, ought to say amen.
Amen.
That's what God wants for me. That's what I want. Amen. And so, but nevertheless, culture would make women feel guilt and shame when they didn't have children. All right? Now you need to follow this. And so Elizabeth had lived with this guilt and shame most of her life. Now the Bible just says they were advanced in years. We don't know. You know, when you look at Sarah and Abraham, Sarah was 90. Now you know, people are not living quite as long in the first century as they did back with Abraham and Sarah, but she is. The Bible clearly says that they were both advanced in years, certainly past childbearing age. Okay? But now, look at this. In her old age, God rewards this faithful wife with the joy of a child. You got verse 24? After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And for 5 months she kept herself hidden. Look at this. Saying, thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among the people. You think that woman wasn't filled with joy?
Amen.
Yes, she was. God is never too late. He's never too late. And when he brings relief, you ought to not only have joy, but give him the praise for it. Yes? Because nothing is impossible with God. Amen. The next thing I want you to notice is that God also brought joy for what I call a hopeful people. You see verse 14 again? Saying to Zechariah, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. God now knows that there are many people. None of us should think that just because your situation is really difficult, that other people aren't hurting. You shouldn't think that nobody else is having troubles because your troubles may be so severe. All of us can begin to turn inward. I mean, Elizabeth could have done the same thing. Nobody understands the guilt and shame that I'm going through because I don't have children. I want to say something to all of us. I may not be going through the same issue that you are, but I have my struggles too. Yes?
Amen.
All of us need to understand that. There's no temptation that has overtaken anyone except that which is what? Common. It may not be the same color and shape and all that's yours, but I got my struggles just like you do. And I have to struggle with the challenge of facing a sadness just like you do. But God, see, he knows that it's not just about Zechariah and Elizabeth. There's the rest of the people that need joy as well. Amen? And so when you look at, you got verse 14? Again. And tell Zechariah, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. So many people were hopeful, and God remembers these people, and he encourages them with the joy that John the Baptist is going to bring. I want to leave this point with, I wrote two sentences, and I want you to listen to them. The joy of John's birth prepared people's heart for the greater joy that was to come with the birth of Jesus. Now you need to think about this. The joy of John the Baptist, now he wouldn't call John the Baptist, but you know who I'm talking about. The joy of John, who was going to be the baptizer, prepared the way for the greater joy that was coming with Jesus. None of us should get so stuck on one thing that God has done that you can't move on. Yeah, you enjoy it, rejoice in it, but you've got to move on because there's more. I thank God for everything he's done for me. But I can't stay stuck in that. Some of us just stay stuck in the past. When God said, I did that, now move on. Right? I don't stop thanking him, but I got to move on. And it's the same here. Zechariah and Elizabeth can't get stuck on John the Baptist. Yeah, that's their child, but there's someone great. Again, I thank God for my sons. But I know there's someone greater. Yes?
Amen.
Because, be quite honest with you, for all of us, we need to know this. When we get to heaven, there won't be husband and wife and father and son. I know it's a shocker to some of you. The Bible clearly said there's no husband and wife in heaven. We're all saints.
Yes.
Now, I hope I've done my job with my sons. And I hope to see them there. Right? All other family members. But when we get to heaven, there's going to be one superstar. And that's not even the best word. All attention will be revolved around the Lord.
Yes.
Not my spouse or my children, you understand? Those relationships are necessary what?
Here.
Now I hear people say, I can't wait to get to heaven and see my mother. I mean, that's okay. But when you get there, it won't be that kind of relationship. Amen?
Amen.
So, yes, have joy here, but realize that joy is preparing me to move on. Yes?
Amen.
To move on. And so, this joy here with John was preparing them for the greater joy to come. The birth of John was preparing the way for the birth of Jesus, just as John's ministry. You remember John the Baptist's ministry? His ministry prepared the way for the ministry of Christ. Amen. So you get it? I just want to leave that. Keep that in mind. There truly was joy with the birth of John, but there's greater joy to come. And this is where I want to direct our attention for these next few minutes. The greater joy was with the birth of Jesus. The greater joy was with the birth of Jesus. Notice this. Great joy for Elizabeth. Now, can you turn to chapter 1 and verse 39? Most of you are familiar with the story. Listen to this. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Amen. Can you just feel joy dripping from that experience? I mean, imagine this. This woman has been childless for years and years. Never thought she was going to have a child. God lets her get pregnant. She kind of hangs out. I can understand. understand it. She just hangs in the house. Imagine this. Imagine how folks would be talking about you. You know, you see a 70-80-year-old pregnant woman. You know how they, it's amazing how people make spectacles of that kind of thing today. Mm-hmm. So you imagine what would have happened to see a 70-80-year-old pregnant woman. So God gave her wisdom enough to what? Just say, huh? God gave me the joy. I don't care what I wish you could enter the joy, but if you can't, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Not on me. You get this?
Yeah.
Now we need to really embrace this. When God does something for you, you receive it. Other people may not. If he gave it to you, then you rejoice in that.
Yes.
Amen.
And sometimes it may not be for other people. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, Elizabeth, I mean, she's had wonderful. She's been blessed so much with the joy that has come with the birth of John. But we're about to see something marvelous here. I'm getting so excited. Did I read it? I did read it. So, God has taken... Y'all need to get this. This is so wonderful. God has taken away Elizabeth's shame and given her true joy. You see that? I mean, we're all together on that. But what I want you to see is that Jesus brings greater joy than even getting your secret heart's desire. You've been waiting for something all your life. God gives it to you, and he says, Jesus is even better than that. He brings more joy than you getting what you thought you've been wanting all your life. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Anybody that knows Jesus knows that's true.
Amen.
Now, I thank God for giving me the desires of my heart. The Bible says that, right? Delight yourself in the Lord and what? He'll give you the desires of your heart. I thank him for that, but nothing compares to Jesus.
That's right.
The job you wanted, that doesn't compare to Jesus.
No,
the house you wanted, you know what I'm saying. Meeting the spouse you wanted, as wonderful as that is, that does not compare to Jesus.
Amen.
You following?
Amen.
I know I'm just getting too excited on this thing. Great joy for Elizabeth. Jesus will fill you with the Holy Spirit so that you will overflow with joy from within. You see, that was what happened to Elizabeth. She was so filled with the Spirit that when Mary showed up and she was there and she knew this is the King of Glory that has come to my house, of all the people, come to my house.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Oh, thank you, Lord. Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been living with this guilt and shame all my life, and God comes to my house.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. You need to get this.
Yes.
Some of us have been struggling for years, thinking that God's just not paying attention to you. You'd be wrong. He knows exactly where you are.
Yes,
he knows exactly what you're going through.
Yes.
Yes?
Amen.
And it gets better. And so not only do you get great joy for Elizabeth, I've always been a marvel at this one. Great joy for the unborn John. For mothers who need to embrace the fact that that unborn child can hear. They can. I encourage mothers with unborn children, sing to them. People read scriptures. That's good for that child. Just as you give that child proper physical nourishment, go ahead and give that child proper spiritual nourishment now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What we're about to read. This isn't a fairy tale. This is real.
Amen.
Yes?
Amen.
Amen. And I don't need some scientific study to prove this to me. Right?
Amen.
Faith comes from hearing. When God said it, I believe it.
Amen.
Whether science can prove it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
It's by faith we believe that God created all that.
Yeah.
Science can't replicate that. Science can't raise somebody from the dead. You say, yes, they can. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You may resuscitate someone. God raises people from the dead. You tell me some scientists that can go find somebody in the grave, and bring them out alive. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nothing will be too hard for God.
That's right.
Yes, nothing. Where was that? Okay, so in 44, you got verse 44? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb, what? Leaped for what? Joy! How does she know that? God had to tell her. I know mothers all the time, Albert used to do this all the time. He's kicking. Phil would always get crazy around music. So when we get to church and the piano gets to go on, you know, he's kicking. So we always knew that was going to happen. But she knew something different going on here. When Jesus showed up, he what? He leaped for joy. This ain't natural. This ain't one of the little kicks that, you know. That's right. But this is something different. You understand what I'm saying? This isn't natural. She knew this is supernatural.
Yes.
You getting this?
Amen.
This is not a fairy tale. This is real. This is real. This is real. Great joy. Now look at this. John was the cause of joy for his father, wasn't he?
Yes.
John was the cause of joy for his mother. And John was going to be the cause of joy for many people. But the news of Jesus, the presence of the unborn Jesus, brought great joy to unborn John. This is phenomenal.
Amen.
He brought joy to others. And now Jesus comes and brings joy to him.
Yes.
I'm telling you. You know that old song, you can't be God-giving? I'm telling you. The more he gives, what?
The more he gives.
Serve people. God keeps bringing you joy. He'll keep providing for you. Can you see this here? John was going to bring, had already brought joy. Just as him being in his mother's womb had brought so much joy to people, God brings him joy. This is the
way life in the kingdom works. Amen.
Amen.
The presence in the unborn Jesus brought great joy. Even in the womb, John knew when he was in the presence of the king.
Yes.
Now you need to listen to me. Think about how many thousands of people, when Jesus was walking around, did not know they were in the presence of the King of Glory.
Some of them even called him Satan. They said he was doing the work of Satan. But this unborn baby, filled with the Spirit, knows he's the King of Glory.
Yes.
When the Spirit comes, he reveals truth to you.
Yes.
Everyone in here needs to be thankful that you've been set free.
Amen.
You can see and you know this word of God is true. Whatever people say about it, you need to be thankful that you know what is truth. The truth has come to do what?
Set you free.
Everybody in here ought to have joy.
Yes.
Whether you get a Christmas present or not, you ought to be filled with joy because you can see and you know the truth.
Yes.
The greatest present has already been given to you.
Yes.
Not no presence around a tree should bring you greater joy than what you already had if you were a Christian.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Even if it was all that you wanted, it should not compare to the joy of knowing Jesus.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
We're just talking. And I'm not fussing on this. This is just wonderful.
Yes, it is.
The greatest joy in life is to know the King of Glory. So he brought great joy to Elizabeth, great joy to the unborn John, and he brought great joy to Mary. Are you there? Look at, this is so wonderful. 40, got 46? And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Amen.
Jesus now brings great joy to this young woman. This young woman who was so fearful. You remember when the angel came to her? She was so fearful. So confused and wondering why. She's just a teenager. Here's this angel comes and tells her she's going to get pregnant. She's not going to be pregnant by a man. Think of all of the confusion and the shame that she thinks she might have experienced. But the Holy Spirit now has convinced her that Jesus will overcome all that for you. Every experience that we've had, how traumatic it might have been, the love of Christ will move all that out of the way. It'll all become light, momentary what? Afflictions. It's not worth comparing to the glory that awaits. And just to have a few minutes in meditation with Jesus ought to mean more to you than any trouble you've ever gone through.
Amen.
We need to spend more time with Him.
Yes.
More time in His presence.
Yes.
Put all of these things in their place.
Yes.
Preach.
Amen. All of them. Why so many sad Christians? Because we're not spending the time in the presence of the King.
Amen.
Get in His presence.
Yes.
He'll put everything in respect.
Yes.
Yes? Yeah. And that doesn't mean we won't have problems. It just means He puts problems in their perspective. They still have problems.
Uh-huh.
But it's the joy was so much greater than the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, think of it. I can't even, these medical people here, I can't think of the challenges that could have possibly faced Elizabeth as, I don't know how old she was. Mm-hmm. 70-80-year-old woman having a baby. Mm-hmm. Right? But nothing is impossible with God.
That's right.
Yeah?
Amen.
And so, great joy for Mary, this young woman. The power of the Spirit now. Has enabled her to rejoice that she's been included in this great gospel plan of God. And I want to say this to you young people as well. Mary was a teenager. You're never too young for the joy of the Lord. You don't have to feel like you got to be so reserved. When the Spirit of God filled you, joy. Everyone, God says rejoice.
Uh-huh.
Rejoicing is not just for old people. The joy of the Lord is for everyone at any age. This teenager said, I rejoice in the Lord. She didn't care who was looking at her.
Uh-huh.
This is between me and the Lord. You young people. Don't wait till you get old.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait till you get old to rejoice.
Praise the Lord.
I hope you do, but I certainly pray you were doing it long before you get to be my age.
Yeah.
I wish I was saved at the age of some of you all.
Amen.
Yeah. I was almost 30 years old before I was saved.
Amen.
I was praising a whole lot of wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have the privilege now to rejoice and praise Him, right?
Amen.
And so, you're not too young. And by the way, for all I've already talked to us, neither are you ever too old to find this joy that we're talking about here. And then finally, not only is there great joy for Elizabeth, great joy for the unborn John, and great joy for Mary. Finally, there's great joy for the world. You remember what we read early on? Chapter 2. It says, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock. The angel appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were filled with fear. And then verse 10, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen."
Amen.
God sent angels to tell the world the good news. He sent angels to tell the world about this gospel. He sent angels to tell the world that the Savior has been born. Tell the world He has taken away He's come to take away your sins. Tell the world that to us,
A child is born to us. A son is given. The government shall be on his shoulders. And his name shall be what? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Everlasting Father, what? Yes. Prince of Peace. Yes. He's here!
Yes.
That was said 700 years before. The angel has come to say, he's here right now. And I'm saying to all of you all, he's here right now.
Amen.
You don't need to wait any longer. He came 2,000 years ago. He really was born. He's not going to be born again. The next time he comes, it won't be this way. You need to know him now. Enjoy the joy of the Lord now, because the next time he comes, he won't be bringing joy. You don't want to be on the other side of things when he comes back. Amen.
Amen.
When he comes back, you need to be coming back with him.
Amen.
All you young people, don't wait. If you find yourself out there on the other side when he's coming back, you will be destroyed. Forever. So we're rejoicing now because he was born.
Amen.
But the same one that was born grew up. He lived a perfect life. He died for your sins, and he was resurrected. He's in heaven right now, and he's coming back again.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
The same one. The same one that we're reading about here. He won't be a baby then. Yes? Thank God for the joy that he brought as a baby. And he'll bring you real joy if when he returns, you're with him.
Amen.
But it's going to be misery if you're on the receiving end when he comes back. Amen?
Amen.
Tell the world it's time for great joy right now. Greater joy than having your heart's desire. Tell the world this joy is better than what? Silver and gold. It's better. This joy we're talking about is better than houses and land. This joy is better than possessions of any kind. Better than the best job, the best career, the best education, the best spouse, the best children. It's better than anything. Tell the world. Tell them this is great joy. Great joy for all the people. You've never known any joy like this. And if you don't know Christ, you just don't know what I'm talking about. No joy like the joy in knowing Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. No joy. This is the greatest joy of all time and eternity. What? Jesus is born. The greatest joy of all time and eternity. Go tell it. Go tell somebody. Go. You now it's our turn. We've got to go tell somebody. Yes? We got to go tell somebody. Go tell it in your home. Go tell it on your job, in your school. Go tell adults. Tell the children. Tell grandparents. Tell all your relatives. Your fake friends and your fake cousins. Whoever. Tell them all. Tell your enemies. Tell your neighbors. Tell wealthy people. Tell poor people. Tell young people and old people. Tell males and females and LGBTs and the QRSTs and whatever they are. Tell them all. Everybody needs Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. We got the good news.
Yes, we do. Amen.
We got this. We don't need to be walking around like there's something wrong with us. We ought to be filled with joy.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Joy, joy. Go tell it. Go tell somebody. Go tell somebody. He was born. His name is Jesus. Yes? For he will save his people from their sins. His name is Emmanuel, right? He is God with us. He was born the King of Glory. Glory to God in the highest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every Christian here, you entered the season of joy in your life the very day and hour that God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, converted you. That was the season of joy for you. The time that he brought you into the kingdom of God. At that time, Jesus gave you joy that can never, never, never be taken away. As everything that the world, the world didn't give it to you. The world can't take this joy from you. Everything that the world brings your way. You may be, how did Paul say it? I may be beat down, but I'm never crushed. I have my issues. I'm persecuted. But I'm never in despair. I God always has a way to bring me back. You may try to cover up the flame, but you can't put it out.
Amen.
The joy is there.
Yes.
So we just got to press on. Yes? Press on. This gospel message needs to go. It needs to go. The season of joy will continue throughout this life and into eternity, where joy will never end. So my brother, my sister, let's praise God together for the great things he's done and for the great joy he has given to us. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth with men. Having been justified by faith, what? We have peace with God.
Amen.
That's phenomenal. Amen. The way I've lived, that I could actually be at peace with God, who dwells and who possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable life.
Amen.
I lived a wretched life, but Jesus said, he stands for me. There's one mediator between what? God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And I can stand before you today to say my sins are forgiven.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
The song I will never talk to anybody
Thank
about.
Thank you, Lord.
But yes. God says that with it, you've been forgiven.
Yes.
Yes?
Amen.
And that's the greatest joy of my life. Is to know and love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the delight of my life.
Amen.
And I hope it's the same as true for you.
Amen.
We find ourselves trying to find delight in so many other things. Now, I thank God for relationships, but your delight needs to be in the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Delight yourself in the Lord,
yes,
and he will what?
Give you the desire.
Not delight yourself in people.
Right.
And you'll get the desires of your heart. Now, you know I'm not minimizing relationships at all. But find your delight in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He'll always keep filling up that. Whenever you think you're a jar jug, you remember that Elijah went to that poor widow that was about to die. She was out there gathering sticks to have her last meal on the serving, and Elijah went there and said, rather than you going back in and making that last meal for you and your son, make a fig cake, make some cakes for me. She trusted and she believed he's the man of God, went in, deprived herself and her son of that last meal, and y'all know the story from that, right? The Bible said her jar is what?
Never.
When God fills up your jar, your jug of jar, whatever it is, it won't go
down. Hallelujah.
It just keeps on. The more you think it's draining out, it just keeps on going.
Yes.
The world didn't get it.
Yeah.
The world didn't get it. Just keep on spreading the joy. Mm-hmm. I know you feel like the world keeps beating you down. They can't beat you down. They can't take away your joy because God keeps pouring out more.
Yes. Thank you.
And if you're not a Christian, you don't know the joy I'm talking about yet. Well, I got to stop. Lord, I just thank you for the great joy that we know in Christ. I thank you for the joy
thank
of the
you,
Lord,
Lord
that strengthens and encourages. Thank you for never leaving us, never forsaking us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for these few minutes that we spent together here.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, would you just pour out your joy on your people today, Lord.
Yes.
So much going on in this Christmas season that Christians get so discouraged by, Lord, but would you just fill us with your joy so that we would be bearers of joy.
Yes.
We'd be bearers of good news.
Yes.
So would you just do that for this little flock right here, Lord? Just help us to have the joy of the Lord that strengthens.
Yes, yes, yes.
And for that one here today that doesn't know Christ, would you just bring them to yourself? Open up their hearts to receive the love of Jesus from heaven and bring that light into their heart and soul. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. All right, God bless you. You've been very patient. So let's bow together for just a few minutes.